Seemed like there was a lot of talking during the game. Richburg gets thrown out. Sterling had some words. You seemed to have some words with Josh. Was he talking a lot on the field?
I don't really remember any words. I just remember going out, playing our game. It just so happened, you know, we came out with the loss there.
What happened on the sideline after you had that big drive? You seemed like you had kind of a meltdown there where you went into the kicking net. Were you just upset about the interception?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Odell, you guys had a lot of completions underneath, but you weren't able to get the ball over the top. What were they doing to prevent you guys from hitting that?
I think it's the same team, same thing teams have been doing all year, not allowing, you know, anything deep, keeping everything in front of them. You know, which is a good strategy. You don't allow for any big plays. You got to methodically drive the ball down the field, and they did a great job of coming out being 0-2 and clawing, scratching, fighting, doing anything they needed to do to get the win.
Were you in tears at one point in that game on the sideline?
I don't remember.
How'd you get the scratch on your face?
I don't remember.
Odell, when first touchdown, Norman caught you like in the air. You looked like you faked, like you were getting the ball, and then he carried you about 5 or 6 steps. Were you surprised the referee did not call a flag on that?
I don't remember that.
When you say you don't remember, it's just because there's so much adrenaline going on that if so much happens, it's hard to even.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Did the referee speak to you beforehand, and do you feel like there was an added emphasis?
Yeah, they implemented a new rule this year. Basically, I think it was the Odell Beckham Jr. rule. I had 3 personal fouls last year, and they said, if you come out, you get 1 personal foul, you get another one for the same thing. And today they came up before the game and said, if you do anything, we're throwing you out the game. And that was before the game. There was no, you get a warning. There was no any of that. So you just got to be on your best behavior. Unfortunately, that's what we've come to. It's not really football anymore, as much as it is all the other things that play into it.
So you were playing.
When we ran a play, and I went to block, and I guess I blocked too early. I was surprised they didn't throw me out the game. Then I wouldn't have been surprised actually.
That was the way you played this game.
No, not necessarily. You just have to stay composed. I don't know what else to tell you.
Did they give that warning to everybody or just to you?
No, specifically me.
Do you know if they gave it to Norman?
That's none of my concern. You know, they came up to me and they talked to me, and that's all that I remember. I don't remember watching to see if he went to talk to him. Richburg, Eli, Coach McAdoo, I don't.
Did that moment take you a lot by surprise, or were you?
Not so much surprise. Nothing really surprised me anymore. I've been through a lot in the past 2 years, 2.5 years, so there's not really much that can happen that'll surprise me.
So as far as you're concerned, you have no issue with him?
It's never been an issue. It's been something that's been made up by all of this. In a sense, like I said, all I care for is football. I'm sure it's the same for him.
Do you have an issue with the officiating if they gave
the Redskins game?
Yeah, the Saints game.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Redskins game, because
no,
that's what just happened.
There was a report this morning that you got fined.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we just lost the Redskins today in the division, so I'm not really concerned about anything else but that.
Odell, do you get more fired up when you go against the best, and Josh is one of the best, and you're one of the best? Is that something that personally you get more fired up? Just is it less the conversation on the field? Is it more?
If it was you, any of you, and we're playing pinball, and your score is 36,000, I want 36,001. It doesn't matter who it is. I love to compete. I hate losing. And going against the best is what else are you here for? You want to go against the best. You want to compete against the best. And today I think we did a great job at making it a lot about football, even though there was a lot of outside implications that went on that, you know, kind of predetermined the matchup before it happened instead of letting us play football, which we've been doing all of our lives. And, you know, like I said, we came up short today.